In November, the Pittsburgh Tribune Review stopped printing their physical paper and became a free digital-only publication. That raises a question. What happens to the red newspaper vending machines that once dotted the city landscape? 90.5 WESA's Marcus Charleston has the story.
On a frigid December morning, Randy Curcio is driving a budget rental truck around the city. He's collecting Tribune Review newspaper vending machines. He pulls into the Eaton Park in the Edgewood Town Center.
We've already picked up 60 and about another 180 to go.
Curcio and his partner lift the red machine, also known as a coin rack, honor box, or news rack, onto a dolly. They load it into the back of their truck alongside the other vending machines they've collected. Next stop?
They go to Newsworks up in Warrendale. They'll sort through them and then scrap the bad ones and they'll sell or reuse the other ones.
We're in a cavernous warehouse. It's full of silenced printing presses. Trib distribution manager Alan Bowlby makes his way over to the rows of coin racks, standing like headstones in the journalistic graveyard.
We will go through each one of them and see which ones are the best, and we will separate them out, take the ones that can be refurbished, cleaned up, put them back out on the street and other markets. The other ones we'll either save for a total refurbish, repaint, and so forth.
Others could become collector's items, almost like vintage phones, cameras, and typewriters.
We give them, donate them to like libraries, different things like that, if they so need them. We sell them to other newspapers as well, I've even sold some to some movie producers who wanted to use them in their shows and things like that.
Like the newspaper industry itself, the vending machine business is in peril. Casper Companies, which actually invented the news rack in the 1950s, is no longer building the machines. One of the few companies left is KJAC in Los Angeles. KJAC Vice President Steve Chalabian says the increasing price of newspapers is partly to blame for the decline.
The average person doesn't have the coinage in their pocket now. Price of the paper's $2 to $3.
KJAC is hanging on by diversifying.
Right now it's on a lower scale. The need for newspaper vending machines is still there, as well as in-store displays for hotels and grocery stores and convenient marts, gas stations, and what have you.
As the media landscape changes, Ellen Bowlby says coin racks are a reminder of the halcyon days of newspapers.
They're becoming more rare and more rare all the time based on, you know, newspapers have sold out of racks for as long as I can remember.
Bowlby estimates the Tribune Review had over 250 coin racks throughout the area. While many now reside in a warehouse in Warrendale, a few are still out there. I'm Marcus Charleston, 90.5. WESA News.